You're listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Dominey. Out Loud Bible Project is on a mission to read the entire Bible out loud in a conversational and approachable way, so you can recognize your part in this conversation between you and God.
Hey, welcome back to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast. We're reading the Bible as a conversation so that we can find our next best yes in our relationship with God. So before she passed, my wife's grandmother wanted to make sure that her favorite things around the house were going to end up with certain relatives. So like this clock and this bird figurine and this picture. And we tend to do things like this when we know that the end of something is coming and a new phase is going to start. It's like before a big trip or before someone moves in, we do a bit of housekeeping, right? Sometimes it's literal housekeeping and cleaning up, and sometimes it's making decisions and laying ground rules. And so that is what Moses is doing here at the end of the book of Numbers. God's not permitting him to enter the promised land, but the rest of the people are going to. And so he's making sure everything's going to the right people and that they know what they need to keep moving forward into the next phase. These times also reveal people's priorities. So let's see what's on Moses' heart and on God's as we finish up the book of Numbers with chapters 32 through 36. Now, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad had a very great multitude of livestock, and they saw the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead, and the place was a place for livestock. Then the children of Gad and the children of Reuben came and spoke to Moses and to Eleazar the priest and to the princes of the congregation, saying, Atarah, Dibon, Jazer, Nimrah, Heshbon, Elealeh, Sebam, Nebo, and Beon, the land which Yahweh struck before the congregation of Israel, is a land for livestock, and your servants have livestock. And they said, if we found favor in your sight, let this land be given to your servants for a possession. Don't bring us over the Jordan. Moses said to the children of Gad and to the children of Reuben, shall your brothers go to war while you sit here? Why do you discourage the heart of the children of Israel from going over into the land which Yahweh has given them? Your fathers did so when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land, for they went up to the valley of Eshol and they saw the land. They discouraged the heart of the children of Israel that they should not go into the land which Yahweh had given them. And Yahweh's anger burned in that day, and he swore, saying, surely none of the men who came up out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, because they've not wholly followed me, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, because they've followed Yahweh completely. Yahweh's anger burned against Israel, and he made them wander back and forth in the wilderness 40 years, until all the generation who has done evil in Yahweh's sight was consumed. You have risen up in your father's place, an increase of sinful men to increase the fierce anger of Yahweh toward Israel. For if you turn away from after him, he'll yet again leave them in the wilderness, and you'll destroy all these people. They came near to him and said, no, we will build sheepfolds here for our livestock and cities for our little ones, but we ourselves will be ready, armed to go before the children of Israel until we've brought them to their place. Our little ones shall dwell in the fortified cities because of the inhabitants of the land, and we will not return to our houses until the children of Israel have all received their inheritance. For we will not inherit with them on the other side of the Jordan and beyond, because our inheritance has come to us on this side of the Jordan eastward. Moses said to them, if you'll do this thing, if you'll arm yourselves to go before Yahweh to the war, and every one of your armed men will pass over the Jordan before Yahweh until he has driven out his enemies from before him, and the land is subdued before Yahweh. Then, afterward, you shall return, and be clear of obligation to Yahweh and to Israel. Then, this land shall be your possession before Yahweh. But if you will not do so, you've sinned against Yahweh, and be sure your sin will find you out. Build cities for your little ones and folds for your sheep, and do that which has proceeded out of your mouth. The children of Gad and the children of Reuben spoke to Moses, saying, Your servants will do as my Lord commands. Our little ones, our wives, our flocks, and all our livestock shall be there in the cities of Gilead, but your servants will pass over every man who is armed for war before Yahweh to battle, as my Lord says. So Moses commanded concerning them to Eleazar the priest and to Joshua the son of Nun and to the heads of the fathers' households of the tribes of the children of Israel. Moses said to them, If the children of Gad and the children of Reuben will pass with you over to the Jordan, every man who is armed to battle before Yahweh and the land is subdued before you, then you shall give them the land of Gilead for a possession. But if they will not pass over with you armed, they shall have possessions among you in the land of Canaan. The children of Gad and the children of Reuben answered, As Yahweh has said to your servants, so we will do. We'll pass over armed before Yahweh into the land of Canaan, and the possession of our inheritance shall remain with us beyond the Jordan. Moses gave to them, even to the children of Gad and to the children of Reuben, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, and the kingdom of Og, east of Bashan, the land according to its cities and borders, even the cities of the surrounding land. The children of Gad built Dibon, Ataroth, Aroer, Atroth Shofan, Jazer, Jogbeha, Bithnimra, and Beth Haran, fortified cities and folds for sheep. The children of Reuben built Heshbon, Elielah, Kiriathaim, Nebo, and Baal Maon, their names being changed, and Sibmah. They gave other names to the cities which they built. The children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, went to Gilead, took it, and dispossessed the Amorites who were therein. Moses gave Gilead to Machir, the son of Manasseh, and he lived therein. Jair, the son of Manasseh, went and took its villages and called them Havoth-Jair. Nobah went and took Kenath and its villages and called it Nobah, after his own name. These are the journeys of the children of Israel when they went out of the land of Egypt by their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. Moses wrote the starting points of their journeys by the commandment of Yahweh. These are their journeys, according to their starting points. And then here for most of this chapter 33, Moses details every point from here to here, and they traveled from here and went here, and they traveled from there to this other place, and from that place to another place, all the way through from leaving Egypt and then arriving to the point that they were at right then. And sometimes it's just this place to this place. Sometimes he tags a little bit of what happened there, or remember, this is what happened at this place, and this is where God did this. And I won't read all of the words here, but suffice it to say, we could do well to track our own progress through our own wilderness, whether it's journaling or whether it's just keeping track of where has God brought us from this point to this point, from this point to this point. Oh, and remember here, this is when God did this. This is when God provided this way. This is when we made a mistake and had to learn a lesson the hard way, right? If we keep a history of our spiritual walk with Jesus, marking along the way what we've seen him do and what lessons we've learned, then we can, like Moses and the people here, have an opportunity to look back and see where God has brought us from, what we've learned along the way. And that can be a vital part of our history, building our faith and building our wisdom along the way. So I'll pick it up here now in verse 50 of chapter 33. Yahweh spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and tell them, When you pass over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, destroy all their stone idols, destroy all their molten images, demolish all their high places. Then you shall take possession of the land and dwell therein, for I've given the land to you to possess it. You shall inherit the land by lot according to your families. To the larger groups you shall give a larger inheritance, and to the smaller you shall give a smaller inheritance. Wherever the lot falls to any man, that shall be his. You shall inherit according to the tribes of your fathers. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then those you let remain of them will be like pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides. They will harass you in the land which you dwell. It shall happen that as I thought to do to them, I will do to you. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel and tell them, When you come into the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall for you and as an inheritance, even the land of Canaan according to its borders. Then your south quarter shall be from the wilderness of Zin along by the side of Edom. And your south border shall be from the end of the Salt Sea eastward. Your border shall turn about southward of the ascent of Akrabim and pass along to Zin and shall pass southward of Kadesh Barnea. And it shall go from there to Hazar Adar and pass along to Asmon. The border shall turn about from Asmon to the brook of Egypt, and it shall end at the sea. For the western border you shall have the great sea and its border. This shall be your west border. And this shall be your north border. From the great sea you shall mark out for yourselves Mount Hor. From Mount Hor you shall mark out to the entrance of Hamath, and the border shall pass by Zedad. Then the border shall go to Ziphron, and it shall end by Hazar Enon. This shall be your north border. You shall mark out your east border from Hazar Enan to Shepham. The border shall go down from Shepham to Riblah on the east side of Ain. The border shall go down and shall reach the edge of the sea of Kinnereth eastward. The border shall go down to the Jordan and end at the Salt Sea. This shall be your land according to its borders around it. Quick note here, do we complain about our borders? Our guardrails, our boundaries? Do we feel fenced in? Do we feel like God is being restrictive? Or do we see them as, wow, look at all that God's given us, and we have complete freedom within these boundaries? God's provided this for us. Psalm 16, 5 through 8 says, "The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I'll praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my heart instructs me. I'll keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I'll not be shaken." Do we have that attitude when it comes to what God has given us? God has given us boundaries that we should not cross, but we have such freedom in them, and he's provided so much of an inheritance for us to be able to enjoy life within these boundaries. Just reminded of that as we read the boundaries that God is laying out for his people Israel in this promised land. We'll keep reading. Moses commanded the children of Israel, saying, "This is the land which you shall inherit by lot, which Yahweh has commanded to give to the nine tribes and to the half tribe. For the tribe of the children of Reuben according to their fathers' houses, the tribe of the children of Gad according to their fathers' houses, and the half tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance. The two tribes and the half-tribe have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan, at Jericho eastward, toward the sunrise." Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "These are the names of the men who shall divide the land to you for inheritance: Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun. You shall take one prince of every tribe to divide the land for inheritance. And these are the names of the men: of the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh; of the tribe of the children of Simeon, Shemuel the son of Ammihud; of the tribe of Benjamin, Eladad, the son of Chislon; of the tribe of the children of Dan, a prince, Buki, the son of Jogli; of the children of Joseph, of the tribe of the children of Manasseh, a prince, Haniel, the son of Ephod; of the tribe of the children of Ephraim, a prince, Kemuel, the son of Shiftan; of the tribe of the children of Zebulun, a prince, Elizaphan, the son of Parnach; of the tribe of the children of Issachar, a prince, Paltiel, the son of Azan; of the tribe of the children of Asher, a prince, Ahihud, the son of Shalomi; of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, a prince, Pedahel, the son of Ammihud. These are they whom Yahweh commanded to divide the inheritance to the children of Israel in the land of Canaan. Yahweh spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho, saying, "Command the children of Israel to give to the Levites cities to dwell in out of their inheritance. You shall give pasture lands for the cities around them to the Levites, and they shall have the cities to dwell in. Their pasture lands shall be for their livestock and for their possessions and for all their animals. The pasture lands of the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall be from the wall of the city and outward 1,000 cubits around it. You shall measure outside of the city for the east side 2,000 cubits, and for the south side 2,000 cubits, and for the west side 2,000 cubits, and for the north side 2,000 cubits, the city being in the middle. This shall be the pasture land of their cities. The cities which you shall give to the Levites, they shall be the six cities of refuge, which you shall give for the manslayer to flee to. Besides them, you shall give 42 cities. All the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall be 48 cities together with their pasture lands. Concerning the cities which you shall give them of the possession of the children of Israel, from the many you shall take many, and from the few you shall take few. Everyone according to his inheritance, which he inherits, shall give some of his cities to the Levites. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and tell them, When you pass over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall appoint for yourselves cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the manslayer who kills any person unwittingly may flee there. The city shall be for your refuge from the avenger, that the manslayer not die until he stands before the congregation for judgment. The cities which you shall give shall be for you 6 cities of refuge. You shall give 3 cities beyond the Jordan, and you shall give 3 cities in the land of Canaan. They shall be cities of refuge. These 6 cities shall be refuge for the children of Israel, for the stranger and for the foreigner living among them, that everyone who kills any person unwittingly may flee there. But if he struck him with an instrument of iron so that he dies, he's a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. If he struck him with a stone in the hand, by which a man may die, and he died, he's a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. Or if he struck him with a weapon of wood in the hand, by which a man may die, and he died, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. The avenger of blood shall himself put the murderer to death. When he meets him, he shall put him to death. If he shoved him out of hatred or hurled something at him while lying in wait so that he died, or in hostility struck him with his hand so that he died, he who struck him shall surely be put to death. He is a murderer. The avenger of blood shall put the murderer to death when he meets him. But if he shoved him suddenly without hostility, or hurled on him anything without lying in wait, or with any stone by which a man may die, and not seeing him, and cast it on him so that he died, and he was not his enemy, and not seeking him harm, then the congregation shall judge between the striker and the avenger of blood according to these ordinances. The congregation shall deliver the manslayer out of the hand of the avenger of blood, and the congregation shall restore him to his city of refuge, where he had fled. He shall dwell therein until the death of the high priest, who was anointed with the holy oil. But if the manslayer shall at any time go beyond the border of his city of refuge where he flees, and the avenger of blood finds him outside of the border of his city of refuge, and the avenger of blood kills the manslayer, he shall not be guilty of blood, because he should have remained in his city of refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the manslayer shall return into the land of his possession. These things shall be for a statute and ordinance to you throughout your generations in all your dwellings. Whoever kills any person, the murderer shall not be slain based on the testimony of witnesses, but one witness shall not testify alone against any person so that he dies. Moreover, you shall take no ransom for the life of a murderer who is guilty of death. He shall surely be put to death. You shall take no ransom for him who has fled to his city of refuge, that he may come again to dwell in the land before the death of the priest. So you shall not pollute the land where you live, for blood pollutes the land. No atonement can be made for the land, for the blood that is shed in it, but by the blood of him who shed it. You shall not defile the land which you inhabit, where I dwell, for I, Yahweh, dwell among the children of Israel. The heads of the fathers' households of the family of the children of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of the sons of Joseph, came near and spoke before Moses and before the princes. The heads of the fathers' households of the children of Israel. They said, Yahweh commanded my lord to give the land for inheritance by lot to the children of Israel. My lord was commanded by Yahweh to give the inheritance of Zelophehad, our brother, to his daughters. If they're married to any of the sons of the other tribes of the children of Israel, then their inheritance will be taken away from the inheritance of our fathers and will be added to the inheritance of the tribe to which they shall belong. So it'll be taken away from the lot of our inheritance. When the Jubilee of the children of Israel comes, then their inheritance will be added to the inheritance of the tribe to which they shall belong. So their inheritance will be taken away from the inheritance of the tribe of our fathers. Moses commanded the children of Israel, according to Yahweh's word, saying, The tribe of the sons of Joseph speak what's right. This is the thing which Yahweh commands concerning the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, Let them be married to whom they think best. Only they shall marry into the family of the tribe of their father. So shall no inheritance of the children of Israel move from tribe to tribe. For the children of Israel shall all keep the inheritance of the tribe of his fathers. Every daughter who possesses an inheritance in any tribe of the children of Israel shall be wife to one of the family of the tribe of her father. that the children of Israel may each possess the inheritance of his fathers. So shall no inheritance move from one tribe to another tribe, for the tribes of the children of Israel shall keep his own inheritance. The daughters of Zelophehad did as Yahweh commanded Moses. For Mahla, Tirzah, Hogla, Milcah, and Noah, the daughters of Zelophehad, were married to their father's brother's sons. They were married into the families of the sons of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. Their inheritance remained in the tribe of the family of their father. These are the commandments and the ordinances which Yahweh commanded by Moses to the children of Israel in the plains of Moab, by the Jordan, at Jericho. The God understands the importance of order heading into a major life change. If you're about to make a major life change, have you stopped to ask God what he wants you to know or do before moving forward? That's the Thinking Out Loud thought for today.
You've been listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Dominy. When you become a patron of Out Loud Bible Project, you help make the Bible accessible for people who desperately need to know they have a role in this conversation with God. To learn more, visit outloudbible.com and click Support This Project. Thanks for listening.